How to Dev Underscore is a brand new series on Salesforce Plus that we created to help developers get to know the Salesforce platform. Whether you already have technology skills but are new to the Salesforce ecosystem, or you want to learn a little about development, How to Dev Underscore is the series for you. In this new series, you'll learn how to extend the Salesforce platform and create custom applications using powerful, industry-leading Salesforce development features. I will be your host, and in each episode, I'll walk you through how to take a data-driven user interface that comes out of the box with Salesforce and create an intuitive and interactive experience that makes users' lives easier. Salesforce Platform Overview. The Salesforce platform brings together a number of infrastructure, network, application, and data services to create a powerful tool that you can extend in no time. This is because of a lot of the complexities that you may have used on other platforms from users and developers. In the first episode of How to Dev Underscore, we go through an overview of the Salesforce platform and how you can create custom objects to extend the data model. The Salesforce platform is made up of application, data, network, and infrastructure services. You really only need to worry about the application and data services that are provided for you to build. From your front end all the way through to your APIs, it all comes out of the box ready for you to start building. Let's get coding. Hold on a second. There are a few things that you need to know here before you open that development environment. Here is a glimpse of what we cover in Episode 1. Understanding the importance of metadata in Salesforce, we explain the role of metadata, representing all configuration, automation, and UI in the Salesforce environment. Defining what an app and org are in Salesforce, we clarify the concepts of an app and an org in Salesforce, underlining their distinction from traditional applications and organizations. Creating the property object, we demonstrate the process of creating a custom object, the property object, in Salesforce setup, which functions like a database table for managing and tracking properties. Adding new fields to the object, we add two new custom fields to the property object, i.e., date listed and days on the market, which highlight the dynamic nature of Salesforce fields. Looking ahead, we conclude the episode with a forward look at what the series will cover, promising future exploration into coding and complex problem solving within Salesforce. Once you have a greater understanding of these concepts, we can open up the CLI in Episode 2. Where to watch How to Dev Underscore? All of the episodes dropped at once on Salesforce Plus, so you can binge them all now. Here's what is covered in each episode. Episode 1, The Salesforce Platform Overview. Episode 2, Salesforce Developer Tooling. Episode 3, Code in Salesforce with Apex, SQL, and DML. Episode 4, Build Lightning Web Components. Episode 5, Automate Using Flow and Triggers. Episode 6, Completing and Launching Your Salesforce App. Further resources. How to Dev Underscore GitHub Repository. This is the place where you will find all of the code, definitions, links and documents that are referenced in the series. We created a fun trailhead quest to complete while you watch How to Dev Underscore. Join the quest now to test your knowledge and get a chance to win one of 10 How to Dev Underscore prize packs, which include a pair of Apple AirPods and a custom Salesforce developer's case. You'll also receive an exclusive How to Dev Underscore community badge on Trailhead. Complete the quest anytime before July 31st, 11:59 p.m. PT to be entered to win. The Getting Started with Salesforce Development Project on Trailhead walks through many of these core principles and lets you get hands-on with extending the data model. About the author. Stefan Chandler Garcia is a developer advocate at Salesforce. He has been in the Salesforce ecosystem for more than 10 years as a customer, partner, and ISV. You can find Stefan in person at a Trailblazer community group or at one of our conferences around the world. Alternatively, follow him on Twitter at StefanWig or at ChandlerGarcia on GitHub, and check out his GitHub repo for sample code and projects.